This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man, this is going to be trouble early. Who's got my headphones? Oh, boy.
Steiny.
Those are fancy.
How did you lose your headphones?
I put them in the boss's office so I don't have to carry them around all weekend. And my man, Sam Ludman, giving me his. Go ahead. Hey, 49ers. They got B.
Well, I need you to lock in first, which you usually do. I want to say you're generally on top of things, especially coming off of, you know, an emotionally riveting sports weekend. But today, you seem to be all flustered. You're all over the place. You all right?
Hey, I was outside Lands.
It was good. Do you want to talk about the 49ers, or do you want to talk about what happened this weekend?
We got a problem right now.
We got a lot of problems, and you're one of them.
These work, but they're very different than what I'm used to.
Well, you can adjust the volume. There's a little knob over there.
No, but I don't like the way the noise is coming in through my ears. We'll get it fixed up at 10-12.
Okay.
49ers had their first exhibition game. You know that the leagues want you to say preseason and not exhibition. Did you know that? The leagues themselves. The NBA, for example, doesn't like when you say an exhibition game. They prefer preseason because exhibition makes it sound like what it is, which is an exhibition, not really a competition.
Well, preseason is defined as something preseason.
Yeah.
So it's not incorrect. And when they say week one of preseason, which the Niners just finished, what's so wrong in calling it what it is?
Oh, you can call it the preseason. I'm just saying I like to use the word exhibition season.
Well, we saw starters for Denver. We didn't see a ton of starters for San Francisco.
That's true. That's true. 30-9, but When the 49ers went up against the first team defense of the Broncos, they weren't bad. Mac Jones led them down the field. Of course, the 49ers, Evan, didn't have Purdy, McCaffrey, Kittle, Juszczyk, Williams, other members of the offensive line, Bosa, Warner, Lenore.
Stout.
Upton Stout didn't play. Denver, though, did start their guys, and they played 12 and 19 plays, respectively, on the offense and defense. So there you go. What caught your eye?
The youth movement caught my eye. You're right. There was a lot of names that we hadn't seen in a Niners uniform before, not in practice pads. And I thought the first couple of drives, the defense looked solid. I mean, the fact that they were able to keep Bo Nix out of the end zone, I thought was encouraging. And then it all kind of just fell apart. Again, Mac Jones is, you know, backup quarterback, fine. If we're ever getting to a third quarterback, they just write it home. I mean, this Stoddy, the thing about the offense is it's a very top-heavy offense, I think. And the defense, while it might have more depth than last year, it's going to be very young. And I think it's going to produce some inconsistent games. But overall, trying to make some big-picture takeaway about a preseason game, it's hard for me to look at a 30-9 and say, well, that's what the Niners are going to be this year.
No, I mean, I'm not ready to say that either. But I do think that over the course of the last 3 to 5 days with the joint practice, I do think that we're getting more of a sense that this team is way more of an unfinished product than teams in the past. And, I mean, I think if you're going into this season and you're a San Francisco 49er fan, I mean, the theme's got to be let's see who we are. I mean, I don't know who this team is right now. And the questions that we had, you know, a few weeks ago are still some of the questions that we have today, and I think there's still going to be some of the questions that we have early in the season. It's how fast can this defense come together? And then on offense, how much do the veterans have left? And I was going to say something like, you know, the 49ers are only going to go as far as Brock Purdy takes them.
Now, why would you say that? With a sniff at the end.
Well, I heard Joe Spadoni say that earlier, and I thought, boy, Spadoni just nailed that.
Well, would you like to explain why he nailed it?
Yeah, because, you know, Brock Purdy, whether he likes it or not on this team now is, you know, we always talk about, what would you think of this? When we talk about the most important 49ers and we had a tendency to say, oh, McCaffrey or Trent Williams is really important. The reality is that this year Purdy's more important, I think, than he's ever been because of the team he's playing on. He's needed more now than he has been in the last 2 or 3 years, just because their talent level might not be there. Now, if you assume that because of that, he's got to get to the next level or take the next step, whatever that means, then I think he's going to have to do that. But I think where we're at right now is you saying, you know, there's only so much Brock Purdy can do, which I agree with. By the same token, they need Brock Purdy because of the situation he's in and they're in to be better than last year and to continue getting better. And the reality is he's more important now to this team than he was 2 or 3 years ago.
He is. You know who else is? Christian McCaffrey is more important this season. Trent Williams is more important this season. George Kittle is more important this season. Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, all of these guys who are all pro or Pro Bowl caliber talents are more important to this team than they were 2 years ago because they don't have the same level of talent. I think if one thing has been obvious, and this is not just about a 30-9 thumping they took on Saturday at Levi's, if we've learned anything from this preseason, this team is not as talented as I think a lot of people may have hoped or for some reason were expecting. So you're right. Like the quarterback does have to do more, and there is more pressure on Brock Purdy's shoulders. But I would also argue that it's just as important that the other guys who are actual talents on this team also have the same amount of pressure. Like Christian McCaffrey's got to be great this year. If he's not, is Brock Purdy going to drag Isaac Garendo and Corey Kiner to 11 wins? You know, if Trent Williams is hurt like he was last year, is Brock Purdy going to be able to get out of the pocket? Because one thing that I saw is Nick Benito, the outside linebacker for the Denver Broncos, who stacked up double-digit stacks last year, treating Spencer Burford like a drum. I mean, seriously, if we're going to have that kind of level of O-line depth for the Niners, Trent Williams has to be on the field this year. Otherwise, Brock Purdy is going to be running for his life.
Yeah, what did you make of the fact that the Broncos started a lot of their first string players, and the Niners basically sat everybody out? And I'll pull a guru and I'll tell you what I think first, and that is I feel like the 49ers are going to be walking this line all year to make sure they kind of stay ahead of injuries and to make sure they stay healthy. And I think, I mean, does McCaffrey need a preseason game or not. Like, I would say that he might need a couple touches in the preseason. Does it matter? I don't know if it'll matter once we get into the season, but it really feels like this, a lot of this season's going to be about managing the players who were hurt last year and making sure that doesn't happen again, if at all possible.
Managing, perhaps. I mean, I think also, like, they're in a position where they're trying to not rebuild, but retool and compete at the same time. And generally, that's difficult to do. You know, I don't think it's a two timeline thing, because I think there's actually like kind of three levels of ages on this team. There's the inexperienced guys. There's the core members who are in their 20s from their previous Super Bowl. And then there's the elder statesmen, the Williamses, the Juszczyks, and the rest. And I'm trying to figure out which group is, going to basically shock us this year. I mean, which group is going to stand out as the one that's the difference between last year and this year? Because is Nick Bosa going to return to DPOY level form? Is Brock Purdy going to be leaps and bounds better than he was last year? Is Christian McCaffrey back and fully healthy? Well, maybe it's actually the young guys, the Mykel Williamses, who obviously didn't play on Saturday and is going to be back in a week. Is it going to be C.J. West, who I thought looked forced, played with force on Saturday? Or is it going to be some of these no-name players? I mean, it looked like on Saturday, their best player was a backup corner, Chase Lucas. And he made a ton of plays, including a big safety that got the Broncos down deep. Like, who are we going to be looking for on this football team? To me, that answer is going to change every single week, and that's why I'm tempering my expectations about this team.
Well, if I were to ask 49er fans this question, how would you answer it? After the joint practice Thursday, after the exhibition game on Saturday, the one thing that feels like it's going to be a theme is that there's a lot of uncertainty, and we got to figure out a lot about this team, who can play, who's going to be part of the future. And my question to Niner fans is, if I had to ask you this right now, what's their identity? What's the 49ers' identity going to be?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is there any way to answer that question right now? Or what should it be looking at the pluses and minuses of their roster? It feels like in the past we knew they wanted to run the football and then, sprinkle in the pass. Ideally, they'd like to be a run-first team. What are they right now? What does this team hang their hat on? 888-957-9570 is the number. And if it's too early to make a call on that, then it's too early to make a call on that. But I'd like to go into the season with some more sure things, if you know what I mean. Coming up on the game tonight, 7 o'clock, Valkyries are taking on the Connecticut Sun. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. And that segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, after taking a look at the 49ers over the last 3 or 4 days, hearing what everybody's been saying about the joint practice with the Broncos and then the preseason game, they lost 30-9, but it was a 9-6 game with 2 minutes left in the first half. How would you guys assess the 49ers' performance on Saturday against the Denver Broncos, knowing that the 49ers didn't play a lot of their number ones? The Broncos did, and we saw a lot of new faces for the San Francisco 49ers. Can we at all guess, Evan, what the identity of this year's team may be? What are they going to...
No.
If I say...
No.
If I
the answer is no.
If I say that the Niners are going to have a really good year,
yeah.
How would it have to play out in your mind for them to be a 10 or 11 win team? Then what kind of team are they? 888-957-9570. How do we know anything about this team? And even though we don't know a lot about this team, what do you want to see out of them? Where do you want them? I always like to use this phrase. What are they going to hang their hat on offensively and defensively?
Well, what are they
going to? I don't understand the
laughter. What are they going to try?
I'm going to say this again. I don't understand the laughter. I've told people this. It's one of my feelings. Now, if you want to disagree with me, you can. I believe it is important for teams to have an identity. Now, it doesn't mean they have to have one now, Evan, but I think they're going to have to develop one.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
But that's far easier said than done. I mean, just asking a team to develop an identity is asking them to be consistent, is asking them to basically figure it out. And I don't think we know much about this 49ers team. That's the whole point of this season. Like, I hate to break it to people, but I believe that this season is going to be about the Niners figuring out who they are. And I think it's going to happen for much of the year. You know, the group that's maybe going to look the most like itself or consistent is probably the offense. They got an older group. They got a lot of top players. But I think if we learned anything from the preseason game is that defense, which is very young, which has a lot of different players who will rotate in and get reps, it might be all over the place. And I think it's going to be week to week. I mean, I think that's why Robert Saleh's role in this is so important. And if there's anything that I glean from the defense during the preseason game is that he is someone who's not afraid to dial up different blitz packages. He's going to get creative. He's going to do things differently than he's done in the past. And that, I think, is going to be demanded of everybody on the 49ers. If they do things the same, they're not going to be a very good team because that's what happened last year.
What's the biggest concern you have about this team?
The defensive line and offensive line.
Yeah, I would actually put mine is the offensive line. It does feel like that's going to be something that is going to be on fans' radar all season long because they weren't a great unit last year. They didn't do much to add to that unit. I didn't like what I heard about the Thursday joint practice. And, I mean, the one thing about their O-line is it's always allowed them to run the football when the team's been healthy. And whether it's Trent Williams' situation and his age or McCaffrey coming back from injuries or all the other four guys on the line, if this team's offensive line plays like it did last year, I mean, they're not going to be very good.
Well, that's why, again, when in the first segment you said, well, Brock Purdy's got to do more this year, and I'm with you. Trent Williams has got to do more this year. If he doesn't, or if he's hurt, this offensive line is going to look mediocre at best. And I know that everybody doesn't have a Denver defensive front, but most teams have a couple or one pretty good edge rushers. I mean, you look around the entire division, and there are teams who can get after the quarterback. You know, Seattle finished the last, I think, half of the season as close to a top five defense. The Rams have a ton of young, good pass rushers. And Arizona is a team that at least was trending up at the end of the year, finished 8-9. Like, and they have a head coach who hangs his hat on defense. I mean, the Niners, it's not going to be easy for them to just get right back into what they looked like 2 years ago. And that's not what I'm expecting. If they do, to me, that would be incredibly impressive. Because we're seeing that if one guy gets hurt on this line, and it already could be, you know, maybe middle of the pack, perhaps upper tier, if one guy goes down, the depth, which is what honestly hurt them last year, that's going to rear its head again.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they've completed a joint practice, and they've had their first preseason game. And how we feeling, 49er fans, knowing that this year the expectations, if nothing else, are different for this team. And the talent level may be different for this team. Now, I don't know how they're going to end up, but it feels like they got a lot of work to do. It feels like they're a work in progress. It also feels, to me, Evan, like the more and more we see and hear about the Niners, the more things, it feels like more things have to fall into place with this team. And then you start viewing the big picture and you start wondering whether enough things can go right for them to be a 10-win team.
I mean, perhaps, yeah. I don't want to rob them of that. I think this is a team that has the potential to be good, but we got to see it. Like, they have to prove it. And so far, there hasn't been a whole lot coming out of training camp, even back to OTAs, that's making me feel like, all right, this guy is a diamond in the rough. You know, this guy is going to be someone who can step up and lead this team in areas in which they lost. Like, I think it might have been during the telecast, because one of the first tackles made by the Broncos was by Talanoa Hufanga. And when I saw him make that first tackle, I just kind of felt like, I think one of the things we're going to do a lot this year, Steiny, is look at the Niners and every game think about which guy they let go that could have helped this team. Like, I can seriously see that each week. If the Niners don't play well, you know what could help them there? A starting caliber safety, because they don't have one right now, or we don't know who it's going to be. You know who could have helped them? Maybe Deebo Samuel, because their wide receiving core the first 3 weeks, assuming DeMarcus Robinson is out, is going to look pretty thin. You know who could have helped them this year? A guy they didn't want to pay in free agency, Aaron Banks, who's going to help the offensive line. Like, and I think generally they made the correct decisions by either not re-signing a player or trading him in the case of Deebo Samuel. But I just think there's going to be a lot of that. Well, why did they let this guy go? His replacement isn't good enough. Why did they allow that guy to walk? You know, the guy behind him or the guy they drafted is not what we thought he was. And that's generally when you get into the area of, well, is this going to be a good football team? And I don't think we know the answer to that question yet.
Yeah, I don't either. And then I also, you got to somehow factor in the schedule. And whether we like it or not, that schedule looks extremely favorable. And I'm just thinking in years past, if they had a schedule like they do this year and they were winning games, like that wouldn't be enough for a team of last year, the year before, because the expectations were so high. So I feel like with this schedule, they better be competitive. You know what I mean? I mean, they better be around, at worst, around 500 with that particular schedule. Because I do think if this team goes 7-10 or 8-9, that's trouble, especially because they had the schedule that they had. They have to use the schedule as a springboard to be a playoff caliber team, at least. And then if they get into the playoffs, we can talk about whether or not their schedule is going to help them or hurt them, or whether they face the requisite amount of competition once they get into the postseason. But with this schedule, they better have, they better be in the mix for a big chunk of the season, certainly far more than they were in it last year. Because what were they? They were eliminated in, what, about week 13 last year? I mean, that can't happen this year.
I mean, you would hope not. But, Steiny, they also got six guys who are regular starters or rotation players that are hurt right now. You know, if they get banged up the way they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
They do last year. Could they go 6-11? Yeah. But I'm also assuming that they're not going to be as hurt as they were last season. I mean, to me, the thing about the Niners, like, can we put the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control?
Sure.
The rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control, thank you, Steven, is the Niners are not a sure thing anymore. You asked what their identity is. You asked what we know about this team. We know some things, but we don't know enough, to me, Steiny, to just put the Niners back into A, contention, B, winning a division and getting to the playoffs. I think it's going to be a fight this year. And I think they have the potential to get back to the playoffs. but because of age, because of inexperience, because of questions about depth on both sides of the football, a lot of different things. The Niners have the potential to be good, but they're no longer a sure thing in my eyes. They're not the big bad 49ers that are just going to roll in and steamboat the NFC West. They're a team that is going to have to fight and claw for every single victory. And I just think that we need to recalibrate our expectations for this franchise, because I don't honestly know where it could be. A great place that it's going, because they're getting young, they're getting cheaper. But like you said, if this season doesn't go the way they want, especially with the schedule that everybody's using as this reason to just believe they're going to cakewalk to the postseason, if they don't do that, then we're going to be in a very strange place 365 days from now.
Can I ask 49er fans what they think of this? And I was reading this, and you told me, oh, these things are pretty fun. Drew Maggery in SFGate today, he writes this. He does it for every team in the league, why your team sucks. And he talks. He does it for every NFL team. And what do you think of this? Because now it's been 8 years of Shanahan. Because injuries are never just bad luck when Kyle Shanahan is your head coach. The numbers bear it out. Since Shanahan took over in San Francisco, no team has averaged more adjusted games lost than this one. So injuries have been a constant when it comes to Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers over the years. How do you view that if it's if you just don't think it's bad luck?
How do I view what their injuries are?
The fact that no team's lost more games to injury in the Shanahan era than Shanahan in the last 8 years, let's say. And is that just, see, and I'll be honest with you, sometimes when I hear stats like that, I always think, well, somebody's got to be the worst team at that. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's something you can address. But those are the indicators that the 49ers seem to have guys banged up consistently under Shanahan.
I mean, they also play deep into the season as much as any other team in the league, which means you're putting more wear and tear on your bodies, you're playing more games, and you're getting more snaps than probably every team in football outside of, like, the Chiefs, at least up until last year. So does that have to do with it? I think it does. It also, Steiny, doesn't make me feel great about the fact that if you're telling me that Shanahan is going to have to like manage some of his older or more experienced players' workload this season, it doesn't sound like that's what he's going to do. You know, if you're telling me that that's the stat, I don't really buy that stuff. Does Shanahan get his players hurt? I think every coach in the National Football League, in which these are modern day gladiators, at some point puts their players in harm's way. You cannot bubble wrap these guys. But you know, I guess that's well, that would be a great reason to feel like your team's going to suck if that's what this guy's writing about.
Yeah,
Do you buy it?
Well, I know. I actually do. I do buy it a little bit. And like I said, in years past, like when I look at the 49ers running backs, and I've said this, I do feel like obviously McCaffrey's great, but even when they had Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr., who by the way is back on the team, I do feel like though he expects his running backs to hit the hole at full speed. And he also part of their passing game is to hit guys in stride when they're already going full speed. I do think there's something to that. I don't think he's got to revamp his whole system, but I do think that one of the things Shanahan really is one thing that's really important to Shanahan is that he thinks at all times you're going full speed and essentially will give up your body for extra yards. And that's just kind of the way he coaches.
I think that's the same for every coach.
Do you? Well, then
what NFL running backs coach is looking at their guys and saying, you know what, let's go 75% on that A gap?
Well, I mean, if you're running the zone blocking scheme, doesn't that give the running back just a hair more time to detect what he likes as opposed to hitting the hole right away without any kind of delay, if you know what I mean?
Well, there's different rushing schemes, but if you're running outside, then generally you have to have good vision, you know, and that's where last year watching someone like Isaac Garendo in his rookie season, you could see like he would pick the wrong gap, or he wouldn't allow an offensive lineman to set up a block for him before he tried to turn it upfield. And someone like Christian McCaffrey, that's what separates the greats from some of the just regular average running backs is vision. So, you know, I don't know, Steiny. To me, like, I don't look at Shanahan like he's driving these dudes into the dirt. I think that he maybe uses running backs more than other coaches. But we're starting to see now, there has been somewhat of a running back revolution or resurgence. Baldy was talking about it last week, and I think last season was apparent. Like, you have to be able to run the football with effectiveness if you're going to be a good offense. And that's why, you know, if I'm thinking about Brock Purdy, like, the question that I have is, how are the Niners going to win games when the offense has to be pass-heavy? And maybe that's them playing from behind. Maybe the game plan is to throw it 35 to 40 times. But when Kyle Shanahan has been calling plays and his quarterbacks have to throw it more than 30 times, Brock Purdy on line one, those games don't often go their way. So, maybe he's harder on his running backs. I just think that running backs are essential to what Kyle Shanahan wants to do for any offense he's calling to be effective.
What's the 49ers' identity this year going to be? That's the question I have for 49er fans. Are they going to throw it more because they're going to rely on McCaffrey less? Do they have to rely on McCaffrey more than they want because their passing game isn't what it's been because of the wide receiver situation? Offensively, what are the 49ers going to look like? Is the eye test going to show you that they look like the same offensive team they've been, which has been a pretty good offensive team? And then defense, so many new faces, so many new starters. We don't know what to expect with this team. We just don't. If I were to ask you, what did you make of the game on Saturday? Because you look at the score and you probably think that there was a lot of things that went wrong. But if you look at the first half, it wasn't as bad as it seemed.
Well, no. Well, the first quarter, they won the first quarter. You know, they beat the Broncos through 15 minutes. They just lost the last 45, 30 to nothing, I think. Or maybe it's 30 to 27. Or 27
to nothing. No, it was 9-0 at one point.
Okay, yeah. So they lost the last part of the game 30 to nothing. Like, but it's preseason, though. I mean, seriously, is there anybody that's sitting up here that feels drastically different about the 49ers before the game to after the game? Like, did the preseason game swing the way you feel about this team? To me, no. It didn't. It might have reinforced a couple things, but it didn't change the way I feel about the 49ers. I believe that they have the potential to be good. I think they have an outside chance of being bad. But what I also believe is that this Niners team is going to, it has to grow up. It does, especially on defense. And you're putting a ton of pressure on a lot of young players. And if those guys are up for the challenge, I think they can be really good. And if they're not, which is kind of the way things typically are, and a big reason, mind you, that Kyle Shanahan does not generally like to play rookies, then this season is going to be a roller coaster ride. You know, 2025 is going to have some damn low peaks, valleys, pardon me, and hopefully can have some really high peaks. But like expecting them to roll out the way they did in 2023, like week one at Pittsburgh, I mean, they just They just throttled those guys. And you're like, oh my God, this team's for real. You know, McCaffrey had a 150 and two tugs. Brandon Ayuk was blocking his ass downfield. Brock Purdy was just surgical. Like, expecting them to come out of the gates preseason or especially regular season week one and look like a well-oiled machine, I need to see it before I believe it.
Well, you said to me, did any opinion of mine or a 49er fan's change drastically after Saturday's game? And no, my opinion didn't change drastically. But I will say this, not because of the last game, but because of the last 3 weeks since they started training camp, I do have more questions. Like, I'm more concerned now than I was, let's say, when they started camp. Because I saw the schedule and I saw the names of the players on the 49ers who were coming back from injury. And I felt like the 49ers just being the 49ers with this schedule should be enough. But over the last 3 weeks, whether it's the way the media has talked about the 49ers, whether it's, you know, Brian Baldinger, whether it's Mayoko and Kruger and all those guys, I'm more worried about the 49ers now than I was 3 weeks ago, because I feel like you're starting to realize that they've got more issues by far this year than any other year. And it's just hard to gloss over it like it's all going to come out fine in the wash.
What we're learning, and I think should have expected, is that a lot of the questions from last year are also present this year. And it's because all the guys that either got hurt or they got rid of, some of them are back and we don't know how good they're going to be. And we don't know if the guys that they got rid of are going to be replaceable, and how much their presence or lack thereof is going to impact this team.
888-957-9570 is the number. Forget the game Saturday. I'm looking more of the big picture of ever since training camp has started. And have your opinions of this team changed? Mine have, I feel like, gotten a little more realistic, and maybe I was given the 49ers a little bit more benefit of the doubt because of what's happened in the past. And I guess that's something that's changed for me, because it's hard to give 49ers, you know, the benefit of the doubt because of the past, when the players in the past are still so much of the question marks heading into this year's team. But what do you guys think at 888-957-9570? You like where this team is compared with where they started at training camp, or are you starting to see that maybe this team's got some holes that are bigger than we thought? 888-957-9570. That segment sponsored by the American Cancer Society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.